These teams pounded the ball, and they scored in double figures numerous times during the year. A swing and a miss by Defoe, and that one took a bite out of Jerry Lane. Lane appears to be okay. It's no balls and two strikes on Defoe. And Anthony Rizzo wants to make sure that the third base umpire, Ron Culpa, chimes in on the appeal and rules a strike, and he does. It was a curve in the dirt. It bounced up and struck Jerry Lane after Defoe swung and missed. It was clearly a swing, and I'm not sure if Jerry Lane saw it.
He didn't. They've already appealed down to Ron Culpa for the strike, but it's one of them that bounced right at the feet of Contreras and came straight up and hit Lane in the mask.
Pedro delivers low for a ball, 1-2. Big crowd here in Washington. 43,000 or thereabouts. The 1-2. Defoe bounces one out in front of the plate. Barehanded by Strope, throws to first. Got him. Rizzo stepping into foul territory to avoid a collision with the runner. That's out number one.
Rizzo with a big smile on his face. That was about 95 miles an hour from Strope, and he threw it into the runner. The only thing that's good for the Cubs is Riz probably wins that battle between him and Defoe. Riz is probably 100 pounds heavier than Defoe. But that was one of them collisions that almost happened.
One away. Here's Trey Turner. Cubs lead 8-4. Turner will take a strike. Rizzo has gotten practice on receiving those bullet throws from catcher Wilson Contreras. The next offering swung on and missed, nothing in two. Turner had an infield single in the first. And now the hurry-up style, the pitch, bounced to third, one hop to Bryant. Gloves it, straightens up, throws to first, got him, two down. Strope has retired three in a row, and the batter, Jason Wirth.
Looking on my scorecard, that's the first ground ball to Chris Bryant in this ballgame with all the action that's been going on.
And there has not been a grounder to Addison Russell, according to my scorecard.
No.
Here is Jason Wirth. Cubs 8, Washington 4. The winner wins the series. Down low to Wirth, and the count is 1-0. Wirth at the end of a long 7-year lucrative contract that paid him over $100 million during that span. Coming to the end of that deal here at the end of this season. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Outfield straight away. Strope comes back. Wirth backs away from a low inside fastball.
Like that pitch from Pedro staying in on Wirth. Wirth with those long arms. He does all of his damage with his arms extended.
Strope has gotten three outs with only 13 pitches. He misses low and outside here, 3-1. Mike Montgomery throwing in the Cub bullpen. Big tall left-hander. Kind of interesting to see the extra pitchers on the lineup card in the Cubs clubhouse tonight and see the names Quintana under left-handers and Lackey under the right-handers. You kind of look at it a second time and say, oh, that's right, it's game five. It's it's an all-hands-on-deck ball game. You got to be a little careful, I would think, as a manager, Ron, in case a ball game like this goes into extra innings.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, the one thing for the Cubs right now is those two names you just mentioned, I would say they're a little stretched out.
Go four or five innings.
Yeah, absolutely. Johnny and Quintana.
Now the 3-2 to Wirth. Low and outside, ball four. He did not want to walk Wirth. That means he has to face Bryce Harper unless Joe Maddon wants to bring in the left-hander to take care of that task, and that's what Joe's going to do. Montgomery in, Strope out. Strope worked one inning. With Ron Coomer, Pat Hughes at Nationals Park in our nation's capital. Mark Brody and Len Casper working alongside. Our engineer is Pat Kinane. We thank you for listening. The Cubs battled from behind. They were down 4-1 early in the game. But an unusual four-run rally against Max Scherzer, working in relief in the fifth inning, turned this game around. And the Cubs right now lead 8-4. Mike Montgomery's assignment is to go to work on Bryce Harper and try to end this sixth inning.
Now, Harper so far in this game, not in this game, but in this series, the one big swing he took was here, and he hit the home run in the second deck. It was on a hanging breaking ball. He has handled the pitch up in the zone much better. See if Montgomery can stay with that slider or fastball down and away from Harper.
Montgomery, the long-legged left-hander, ready to go to work. Pitch to Harper is a strike. Montgomery had the save in Game 7 of the World Series. Cubs' first World Championship in 108 years. Here's the 0-1. Harper cracks the line drive fair inside first down the right field line. Bouncing off the sidewall. Rounding third is Worth and holding on a double by Harper as the throw comes in. I thought the ball almost was going to bounce out of play, but it hit that little sidewall. The railing there is only about 4 feet high. It bounced up and stayed on the field, and Javier Baez had to go retrieve it. I thought Worth had a chance to score, but he was kind of slowing down, rounding third for some reason.
Now, Worth was kind of breaking it down going into third base, so Worth had no chance of scoring.
It actually was Jason Hayward who hustled that one down and got it back in. But now, men at second and third. Ryan Zimmerman at the plate. This game is far from over. 8-4 Cubs, sixth inning, men at second and third. Fastball is inside, ball one. Zimmerman, nothing for three. All of those against Cubs starter Kyle Hendricks. Kyle worked four innings. Harper with a double at second base. And the pitch to Zimmerman, a slow curveball missing. Ball one, make it ball two, 2-0.
Zimmerman, you recall, early in this series here in Washington, hit the home run off Montgomery to left field.
That's Saturday night. Two outs, two on, sixth inning. The Cub lead is 8-4, and the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. And Zimmerman was trying to duplicate his achievement from last Saturday with that swing.
Great pitch by Montgomery. Little change stayed down and away from Zimmerman. And I don't know if that crossed up Contreras or not, but whatever it did, it was a great pitch. Perfect location.
Many fans standing in this spot. Two outs in the inning, second and third. 10 hits for Washington, and they trail the game 8-4. Fastball is just inside, 3-1. Daniel Murphy is on deck. And you know if Zimmerman gets on, Murphy would be the tying run.
Got to say another 3-1 changeup, wouldn't you? Threw a good one 2 pitches ago.
Keep it away. The 3-1. Strike two, Paul. And I'm amazed that Zimmerman was not more aggressive with that pitch, Ron. How about you?
Absolutely. If you were going to sell out to a pitch as the hitter, the pitch you would really want would be the fastball inside to try to go deep, right? Get your team right back into game. Zimmerman taking all the way on 3-1, took a fastball on the inside corner.
Now he just might chase a bad ball after that one. Let's see. 3-2, two down. Runners at second and third. And Montgomery working from the stretch backs away. Outfield deep and straight away against the big right-handed batting Zimmerman. He drove in 108 runs this year. And the payoff pitch. Swing and a foul. Off-speed pitch. He just did make contact.
Good curveball by Monty there. Had Zimmerman out in front.
Perez, the left-hander, apparently will be coming into pitch in the seventh. Are you a little surprised we have not seen Tanner Roark in the game?
I am, and I would guess before it's all said and done, we will see him in this game.
Here comes the payoff to Zimmerman. Ball four, and it's a wild pitch. And coming in to score is Jason Worth. And now it's 8-5. On ball four, it was a curve in the dirt bouncing away from Contreras toward the third base dugout. Jason Wirth scoring on the play. Bryce Harper goes to third base. It is now an 8-5 ball game, and Daniel Murphy all of a sudden is representing the tying run at home plate.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what this pitch is. I'm guessing, I know it wasn't a curveball, so I'm guessing it was just a changeup that Montgomery held on to too long. And it bounced in front of the plate, and it was inside to Zimmerman. A very tough block for Contreras, really not much of a chance. And it goes to the backstop.
Here's Murphy. Fly ball, left field, well hit. Back goes Zoba, still going. It's over his head up against the wall. One run is in. Stopping at third is Zimmerman on a double by Murphy, and now it's 8-6.
This ball's hit a lot better than Zoe thought, and it really carried. Zobrist had no chance of catching this ball, but he turned, started going back, and you just sometimes can't tell. Murphy gets a hold of this ball. It's a good pitch down and away, but Murphy hammers this ball off the left field wall. And this has been some kind of game and a lot of action with two outs in the innings.
Zimmerman unable to score from first on that play. Zobrist played it quickly back in. Montgomery has faced three men and given up two doubles and a walk. And now the lead is only two. Anthony Rendon will be walked intentionally to get to Matt Wieters. Bases loaded, two down.
How about Zimmerman not scoring on that ball hit off the wall? I'm surprised at that, right?
I thought he could have scored, Ron. Anyway, the pitch to Wieters, and he hits a fly ball down the right field line, slicing over toward foul territory. Hayward makes the catch. Fair territory in the corner near the warning track, and that ends the inning. Two runs for Washington. So they climb back into the game. Two runs, two hits, three men left on. We move to the seventh inning. A lot of baseball left. Cubs 8, Nationals 6. This is The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I don't know what the hell the Bulls are. I really don't know what's going on. And I count myself as a diehard Bulls fan. I think the majority of us were on board with losing and being the worst team in the NBA this year. Seven straight wins is not part of that plan.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
At Walgreens, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog? Hop over to Walgreens and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Select stores open until midnight.
The best-kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best-kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings holiday sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
Advice by a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice. Look online for free Legal Fridays with Hortz, Hortz, and Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
On the first day of Christmas, Grossinger gave to me a huge offer for my family.
During Grossinger Toyota's year-end trade-in event, bring us your old car. We'll trade it for brand new. Drive a 2017 Corolla L for just $11,900. Save big with 0% financing for 72 months on every new Toyota. Or lease a new 2018 Camry L for only $136 a month. The end of the year means Toyota-thon and our best savings on a new Toyota. This week only at Grossinger Toyota in Lincolnwood and Chicago. And GrossingerToyota.com. That's GrossingerToyota.com.
Number P11439, pre-driven, plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dot fee. 36-month lease, dock number T80491. You must qualify. 3281 due at signing. 12K miles per year, zero security deposit, plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dot fee. 1389 per thousand finance. Expires 1-2-18.
Hey, Chicagoland, switch to Sprint and get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line and get the fifth line free. These days, all networks are great, so don't let a 1% difference in network reliability cost you twice as much. Stop by your local Sprint store, call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or go to Sprint.com/unlimited. After 131.19, pay $38 per month per line with autopay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming compared to national carrier rates for fully featured unlimited plans. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules and restrictions apply.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Knauss Auto Park. Tomorrow night, join the Scores' Julie DeCaro and Maggie Hendricks at Keefe's Reef in McHenry from 6 to 10 p.m. for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter to win 2018 Bears tickets, pick up some Scores swag, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Left-hander Sammy Solis, the new Washington pitcher, and this change is sponsored by Slow and the Proud Water Efficiency Partner of the Cubs, providing smart water solutions for your business. Visit Sloan.com today. We mentioned earlier, Ron, the Cubs might need to add to their lead. May I repeat that, please?
Yes, sir. This is one of them ball games, right? We've got three innings to play, and you know it's not going to be a quick three innings. There's been way too much going on in this ballgame.
Solis facing Javier Baez. And the first pitch to Javi is swung on and missed. Baez is hitless in the series. He is nothing for 13. Let's see if he can start a seventh inning rally. He bunts toward first. It's going to be charged by Zimmerman, and Zimmerman will tag Baez. And that is out number one. Baez tried to push it toward first. Zimmerman able to glove the ball, charging in quickly. And then he just stood in the way of Baez and tagged out Javi on the way up the line.
Yeah, Javi bunts this ball hard, and he's trying to. But he's trying to get this ball at Murphy at second with the left-handed pitcher on the mound, but bunts it way more towards the first base line, and Zimmerman is able to make the play.
One away, top of the seventh. Cubs lead by two. Kyle Schwarber now pinch hitting. Schwarber drives one in the air. Deep left field. Back is Harper. That ball is off the top of the wall. Schwarber will have to hold with a long, loud single. He just missed a home run. An absolute rocket line drive. Off the wall and right. A one-out single for Schwarber.
And if this ball's about 3 or 4 feet to the right, it goes into the bullpen for a home run. It hits like the last two pads at that elevated section of the right field wall, but a bullet off the bat of Schwarber. And they're showing it in our monitor, put a dent in the right field wall, just a line drive rocket.
One out, one on. Here's John Jay. Jay has been on base a couple of times. Solis ready. Now Jay lines one up the middle. There's a base hit. Schwarber around second. He's going to motor to third, and he'll make it safely. The throw goes to second base. John Jay with a sharp single up the middle. First and third, one away. It brings up Chris Bryant, and Bryant is due.
Well, great base running by Cal Schwarber. He never hesitated going around second base. Taylor, the center fielder with a very good arm, goes to the right center field side, grabs this ball. But if Schwarbs would have hesitated at all, they might have had a play. But Schwarbs with great base running, goes first to third.
It's going to be Ryan Madsen coming in, the former Philly, former Oakland A, and he will face Chris Bryant. Bryant waiting, pitch to Chris. Ground ball to third. Rendon's got it. He'll go to second. They get one. Murphy turns it. Not in time. Safe at first. A run is in. Cubs lead 9-6. Bryant hustling, beating the relay from Murphy. I was a little surprised to see Rendon go to second instead of come home. How about you, Ron?
Well, it's one of those plays where you got to make a split-second decision, and where the ball is hit somewhat down the line, it is a very tough throw for the third baseman with the runner running along the line to make that throw with the runner right in front of you. John Jay makes a good hard slide right into second base, takes Murphy's legs out from under him, and breaks up the double play. But with that slide, they are going to review this to see whether or not John Jay slid illegally. And this is a, you know, if I'm Dusty Baker, this is the right call. I mean, you got to take a look, because this is a run.
Jay slid in. He was able to touch the base from his slide. His legs kicked out to the left side of the bag, but he was not out of the baseline.
I don't see how this would be an illegal slide. As long as John can touch the bag and hold on to the bag after the play is done, he should be okay. He was right over the top of the bat.
Murphy flipped over the legs of Jay after he threw to first. Bryant close on a very safe on a very close play at first. Murphy fell down, but he was actually starting to fall before there was even contact made on him. He was trying to create the illusion that it was a harder slide than it was, I believe.
Well, the way you're taught, Pat, on that double play is to throw that ball as a second baseman, get your weight on your left foot, and then throw over the top of it, and then come off your left foot so you do fall instead of keeping your leg planted. That's how you protect yourself.
He is safe at second base. A legal slide. The Cubs get a run. Chris Bryant gets the RBI. But getting back to the grounder run, had the ball been hit a little sharper, it would have made sense for Rendon, but it was not really a sharply hit ball, and Chris runs so very well getting down the line at first. Those are the two reasons that I was surprised he went to second instead of through home. Here is Anthony Rizzo. Cubs lead 9-6. Anthony hits a drive down the left field line, foul.
I just know as a third baseman, for me, Rendon was playing back. He was playing deep because of Bryant hitting. And he fielded that ball only one step from the third base line. When you catch that ball and you look up, it's a very difficult throw when you see a guy as big as Schwarber going down the line, because you really have no throwing angle, and it's a tag play at the plate.
Rizzo fouls it away. But when a third baseman gloves it, the closer you are to the third base line, that creates two long throws to double up a guy at first.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly for the Cubs. It really did. That's about as good as that could work out if you're going to hit a ground ball.
Schwarber scores the run. The Cubs lead 9-6. And to tell you the truth, this is the kind of a game that I thought we would see at least once before the series even started.
Yeah.
Because of what these two clubs did during the regular season. It is a rough night to be a pitcher here in D.C. Throw to first, not in time. That run is charged to Solis. Bryant with a pretty good lead. two outs, a run in the bank. Rizzo waiting for the 0-2 from Madsen. Here it comes. Anthony drives it foul off to the left. Contreras is on deck. The big right-hander with a brand new ball and the pitch to Anthony. Bouncing ball past Zimmerman, but Murphy in shallow right gloves it and throws to first in time. Murphy shaded over toward the hole. He was 15 feet beyond the infield dirt. And from shallow right field, he gloved the grounder by Rizzo and threw out Anthony at first on a 4-3 putout. But the Cubs scratch out a run on two hits. Leave one. Middle of the seventh inning. And by the way, it's time for the seventh inning stretch sponsored by Verizon. Get the unlimited you want on the network you deserve. Cubs 9, Nationals 6. This is The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. Carl Edwards Jr. will make an appearance. He's been in every game in this series. This is appearance number 5, and he has been on an absolute roller coaster. In the two Cub victories in games 1 and 3, he worked a perfect scoreless inning, and it was the 8th inning each time. In the two Cubs losses, well, you remember last Saturday night, he gave up the home run to Bryce Harper that tied the game. Then he walked Anthony Rendon. Rendon eventually would score the winning run, so Edwards was charged with the loss Saturday night. And then last night, in relief, in the inning in which Washington broke the game wide open, ultimately the grand slam by Michael A. Taylor, but two of the men on base at that time were put on there by back-to-back walks from Carl Edwards Jr., so he's been real good, and he's had a miserable time in the other two games.
Yeah, you know, for Carl, he's a young player. He's a young guy, and, you know, he's been outstanding for the Cubs throughout the season as a Cubs setup guy. And I think for young guys, it would not surprise me today if he has a very short leash from Joe Maddon. If he's throwing strikes, he's in. If he gets a little erratic with his pitches, he'd probably have a very short outing today, would be my guess.
Activity, as you say that, Ron, is continuing behind him, out beyond that left center field fence in the Cubs bullpen. It looks like both Justin Wilson and Jose Quintana, both left-handers, are warming, and they should both be ready if needed. But you know that Joe Maddon would prefer to have Carl Edwards Jr. get about 3 or maybe even 4 or 5 outs in this game.
Yeah, I mean, just to get through this seventh inning and get a nice clean inning and get through it, either manager would be ecstatic to get through one clean inning at this point.
I forgot what they look like. Here's Michael A. Taylor. 9-6 Cubs, bottom of the seventh inning. Taylor with a 3-run homer, a pop-out, and a strikeout. Right-hander to right-hander, first pitch upstairs, ball one. The Cubs have scored in 5 of the 7 innings. And they've left 9 more men on base. They've scored 9 times. Here's the 1-0. Taylor takes outside. It's 2-0. Lobatone, the catcher, is on deck. Jose Lobatone. And then back to the top of the order for Trey Turner. It's cooled off a little bit here late in the evening. And it is 11:30 local time. Fastball is high, ball 3.
Contreras going out to talk to Carl Edwards. And after that last pitch, Joe Maddon turned around, and I'm going to guess he was talking to Chris Bosio, his pitching coach. That's just a guess. Contreras to the mound. Javi Baez to the mound to talk to Edwards. See if Carl can take a couple deep breaths, just kind of slow things down a little bit, and pump in a couple good strikes.
3-0 on Michael Taylor. And the 3-0, and that's going to be in there for a strike.
That pitch right at the top of the zone. Jerry Lane raising the right arm. Love to see Carl throwing at the knees here to Taylor.
The 3-1 serve. Ball four. High and inside. And to be very honest with you, the four balls, none were really that close to the strike zone. And I think Joe Madden's going to go out and get him.
The one strike right at the top of the zone. The other pitch was way wide. And then everything else very high.
Joe stops by and discusses with Jerry Lane.
Well, he's got two left-handers warming up, so he's got to, they got to decipher which left-hander it is, and Jerry Lane is going to go down and tell Ron Culpa which left-hander he wants in the game. But that'll be all for Carl Edwards.
Edwards leaves, a new man coming in. Jose Lobatone is the batter for Washington.
Well, how about this? His first relief appearance since his rookie season in 2012 for Quintana.
He's been out there quite a while, Ron. He was warming up for at least 15 or 20 minutes. And he gets eight tosses here on the mound, and then we're going to be ready to go. Cubs 9, Nationals 6. Action will continue in the Cub bullpen. And we'll get to that later on. Lobatone, a switch batter. He'll bat right-handed against the left-hander Quintana. Trey Turner on deck. Here we go. Lead at first by Taylor. And Quintana's first pitch. Swinging a fly ball. Right field, shallow, playable. Hayward coming in. Routine play, and that's out number one. One pitch, one down. That hasn't happened very often tonight.
Music to Joe Madden's ears. And just the reason why I say that, in the bullpen now for the Cubs, Wade Davis warming up.
Now this is about the earliest that we've seen him warm up as a Chicago Cub. We're in the seventh inning. There is one away in the seventh inning. Trey Turner at the plate. Turner 1-for-4 in the game. And he will take down low for ball one. Turner came in, or rather, Wade Davis came in for a few saves, Ron, that required four or five outs.
Yep.
But I'm pretty sure he never came into any game in the seventh inning.
No.
During the regular season. Here's a swinging strike in the count 1-1.
Well, later in the season, Joe Madden started giving him just a couple of ball games where he would come in the eighth and get, as you said, a four or five out save just to get him accustomed to coming in and throwing to it, you know, a few more pitches and having an inning in between or a half inning in between him throwing.
Cubs lead 9-6. This pitch misses low and inside for a ball. It's 2-1 on Trey Turner. Rizzo holding the runner Michael A. Taylor at first. Taylor with a pretty good lead. Quintana ready for the 2-1. Ground ball, right field, base hit. Taylor stops at second. Turner singles to right. And Jason Wirth will be the tying run.
Yeah, good piece of hitting by Turner. He hasn't had many hits in this series. Hit a double in yesterday's ball game. Got the single here to start the ball game and was thrown out at the plate on a nice play. But this is a good piece of hitting. He had the hole on the right side. He just shoots it through the hole.
Wirth has been on base three times. On deck is the dangerous Bryce Harper. Nothing at all has come easy in this game tonight. 9-6 Cubs. One away, seventh inning, the tying run at the plate. Quintana's pitch to Wirth, slow curve, misses for ball one.
Like a pretty good pitch, the breaking ball. Jerry Lane must have had it inside. Contreras held it there. So they're thinking about throwing some off-speed pitches or jamming Wirth, seeing if they can get a ground ball.
Runners take their leads at first and second. The pitch. There's a fastball strike. Wirth lined out to center. Double to right center. Had a base hit up the middle. And then had a base on balls.
Quick meeting on the mound by Contreras. That might be Contreras telling Quintana that Jerry Lane said he just missed the first pitch. Pitch is right down the middle. Jerry might not have seen it right. But there's no real reason to head to the mound other than that I can think of.
Quintana now taking a little extra time in between pitches. The Cubs' lead is three. Runners at first and second. One away. And now Quintana, not comfortable, calls Contreras, the catcher, out to the mound. Better to do this than to throw a pitch when you don't feel right, Ron.
Well, this is about signs, I got to believe. Either Quintana didn't like shaking him off twice, or they're not, when they turned over the signs, he wasn't exactly sure what he was throwing. But you're right. Better to get it right and go back out there.
One ball, one strike, one away. It's getting loud here. The pitch to Wirth, outside, not close. Two balls and a strike. The Cubs were winners in games one and three and trying to hold off the Nationals here in game five. Two balls and a strike on Jason Wirth. Infielders hoping for a ground ball. The 2-1 from Quintana. Outside, it's ball three.
Quintana goes with the fastball away there as a Contreras call. And that pitch just ran off the plate away. See if they go inside now with something hard to work.
Quintana, the left-hander, ready for the 3-1 pitch to Jason Wirth. Here it comes. Ball four, he walked in. The bases are loaded. Bryce Harper coming up. He hits a fly ball into right center field. On the run is John Jay. Makes the catch. Tagging and scoring is Taylor. But that's the second out in the inning. It is now 9-7. A fly ball into shallow right center. Jay on the run. Able to make the catch. Not real shallow. I'd say medium deep. Tagging and scoring Taylor. Now there are two outs. And Ryan Zimmerman is due up.
Another meeting at the mound. And I think that's going to be all for Quintana as Joe Madden is talking to Jerry Lane.
Give Harper a run batted in. Taylor scored. The other runners, I think I mentioned, they did not advance. Trey Turner held at second. Jason Wirth at first. The lead now is 9-7. And Joe Madden is going to make a double switch of some kind, I believe.
I think he is taking John Jay is going to be out of the game, is what I'm guessing. And Leonis Martin is going to come in and play center field, or at least come in and play the outfield.
Still got a long way to go. This is only the seventh inning. And Wade Davis coming in the seventh inning. And he, if indeed he goes all the way to the end of the game, it'll be a seven-out save, which you don't see very often, Ron.
Well, last time I recall that, I was a kid watching Bruce Sutter on number 43 with the split finger. So, it's been a while. But like we said at the start of the game, it's an all-hands-on-deck type of ball game, isn't it?
It's an unusual game. There is no tomorrow for the team that loses. You don't wait around. You make the moves you feel like you have to make at a given time that gives your team the best chance to win, period, and you live with it.
Yep.
Zimmerman facing Wade Davis. Jason Wirth represents the tying run at first. Trey Turner, the speedster, at second. Zimmerman takes a strike from Davis, 0-1.
The defensive change for the Cubs, Martin. Jonas Martin is now in center field, and he will bat ninth. Davis will go into the leadoff spot for the Cubs, hitting first.
Davis appeared yesterday, but he only made 11 pitches in the game. One of those 11 pitches was hit for a grand slam by Michael A. Taylor. The 0-1 slapped foul down the right field line. Cubs 9, Nationals 7. Seventh inning, two outs, two on. And now two strikes on Zimmerman. What pitch could get him here, Ron?
Well, you could throw a couple different things. You could throw the breaking ball. He's got a very good curveball. He's thrown him a couple cutters so far. See if he goes inside with a fastball four-seamer.
Here's a swing and a foul off to the right out of play. He challenged him. Still nothing in two.
Davis with the four-seam fastball, the cutter, and then the curveball is more like a knuckle curve is what he throws. Looked like to me Zimmerman was really protecting an outer half of the plate with that last swing.
Two outs, two on, two strikes on Zimmerman. Now time called. Davis wanted the catcher, Contreras, to go through the signs again. Worth stretching his knees and flexing in case he has to sprint. Leonis Martin, the new center fielder for the Chicago Cubs. And Davis ready to bring it, 0-2. And Zimmerman swings and misses. Strike three. Breaking ball got him. And the inning comes to an end. The Nationals get one and one only. We go to the eighth inning. Cubs 9, Washington 7. This is The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Walgreens, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically, my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog?
pop over to Walgreens and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Select stores open until midnight.
The best-kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best-kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings Holiday Sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
On the first day of Christmas, Grossinger gave to me a huge offer for my family.
During Grossinger Autoplex's year-end trade-in event, bring us your old car and get more for your trade. We'll trade it for brand new. With 37% off MSRP on a new 2017 Buick Encore, now just $15,900. Save big with 1.9% financing for 84 months on every new Buick and GMC. And Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood will save you $8,500 off a new 2017 GMC Acadia. Now just $21,900. The end of the year means our best price on a new Buick and GMC. Hurry in. These savings are available 1 week only at Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerAutoplex.com. That's GrossingerAutoplex.com. Number B70510, number M70386, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 doc fee. Off MSRP on select model, 1272 per thousand finance. Bank buy-down rate from Grossinger, 20K max finance, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 doc fee. You must qualify. Expires 1-2-18.
18.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Nice to have that extra minute of commercials. I could use the breather. I'll be very honest with you. I welcome that extra minute. Thank you.
No doubt. We were kind of chuckling in between innings. Some ball games remind you of other ball games, and you were saying
this game, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are feeling this exact same way right now. This game reminds me very much of Game 7 of the World Series in Cleveland last year. Right?
Without question. I'm just, every pitch you're locked into the edge of your seat with every pitch.
Cubs trying to advance to the league championship series.
Every time Jerry Lane even flinches, we think something's going on behind home plate.
Here is Wilson Contreras to lead off the Cubs' eighth inning. Ryan Madsen, big right-hander. Again, he worked 27 pitches yesterday. He brings it high for ball one. Madsen now has made 8 pitches tonight. Excellent pitch by Wade Davis, by the way, to strike out Ryan Zimmerman. Zimmerman did not take one of his better swings at all. He was fooled badly. Just kind of waved at it for strike three. Breaking ball is in there for a strike. 1-1. Well, Ron, we probably should wait a little bit longer, but the eighth inning is when we always discuss the thoughts about the toast of the game ball player presented by Benny's Beverage Depot. Benny's is the official champagne provider of the Chicago Cubs. There's a chopper foul toward third, 1-2.
So you mean we're already in the eighth?
Yes, we are.
Well, to stick with tradition of our Cubs broadcast, we can go ahead and do that. I think if you were to make the decision right now, which we can, what about Addison Russell? He's driven in 4.
Perfect choice.
Cubs have 9. That seemed to work for me.
Here's a swing and a foul back by Contreras. Contreras has caught the entire game. Offensively, he's been on base 3 times with 2 walks and an infield single. the significance of his infield single reach in the fifth inning, that started a two-out, nobody-on, four-run rally. And that was really when this ball game turned. The 1-2. Bouncer back toward them on a high chop, fielded by Mattson. Quick throw to first gets him. Contreras hustling down the line, out by an eyelash at first, one down.
First base umpire Will Little took a long time to make that call. I believe he got the call right, which is just fine, but I think he was wondering whether or not Zimmerman actually made the call or made the catch and kept the ball. But he kept looking at Zimmerman, but they did get the out at first.
Looked like Contreras may have stepped on the foot.
Yeah, there you go. That could be too, yep.
Of Ryan Zimmerman, and he's a little hobbled right now. That's out number one. Here is Ben Zobrist. Ben with a single and a walk. And the first pitch to Zoe is outside for a ball. Cubs 9, Washington 7. We are in the eighth inning. The Nationals will have Murphy, Rendon, and the pitcher spot up in the bottom of the inning. They still have Adam Lind on their bench. They still have Howie Kendrick and Brian Goodwin. Those would be their available pinch batters. Here's the 1-0 to Zobrist, and he takes a fastball, high ball two.
How about Zoe's night? He did not start in the ballgame. Came in the fifth. He's been on base twice, a single. He's 1-for-1 with a walk. He's driven in a run. Or he's 1-for-1 with a walk and scored two runs.
He hits a smash, one hop to first, gloved by Zimmerman, out number two, unassisted play. Well, he had that clutch opposite field single off Max Scherzer run in the fifth inning. And that kind of added some fuel to the Cubs rally. And then Addison Russell followed with the two-run double. And Russell's double turned a deficit into a 5-4 lead. Cubs have led ever since.
That was the hit of the game so far.
Yeah. Two outs. Here is Addison Russell. And Addison will take high in the strike zone for a called strike. Hard to believe, but some of the fans are leaving. I do realize tomorrow's a work day and a school day for kids. But how could you leave this game? The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good swing, good fastball. It's nothing and two.
I think there's a situation here, if I heard correctly, where the train only runs to a certain time of night. And then the fans, if they're going to take the train, have to leave. Now, I believe it's closing in on midnight. It is midnight here in D.C. It might be a midnight or 10-10 train is the last one out of town.
Fastball is high to Russell. I did hear that. In fact, Len was mentioning that.
I think I might have to take an Uber ride for tonight's game.
Well, the great majority of fans, though, have hung around. This has been an amazing atmosphere here. 43,849 looking on. Cubs with a 9-7 lead, eighth inning. Russell chops it foul. It gets away. It was a swing and a miss, and then the throw to first is in time. I thought he fouled it, but he swung and missed. Maybe Lobaton got crossed up. The ball went back to the backstop, came right back to Lobaton, and he throws to first to get Russell. It's a strikeout, a 2-3 putout. Just another odd play. We've had many of those tonight. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's the Cubs 9 and the Nationals 7. This is The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
Hey, Chicagoland, switch to Sprint and get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line and get the fifth line free. These days, all networks are great, so don't let a 1% difference in network reliability cost you twice as much. Stop by your local Sprint store, call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or go to Sprint.com/unlimited. After 131.19, pay $38 per month per line with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming compared to national carrier rates for fully featured unlimited plans. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums use rules and restrictions apply.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
On the first day of Christmas, Grossinger gave to me a huge offer for my family.
During Grossinger Hyundai's year-end trade-in event, bring us your old car. We'll trade it for brand new. With over 30% off on a new 2017 Hyundai Elantra SC, now just $14,900. Save big with 0% financing for 72 months on every new Hyundai. Drive a new 2017 Tucson for just $129 a month. The end of the year means our best price during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. This week only at Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerHyundaiNorth.com.
Number 871405, plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dog fee. Number 870954, 36-month lease, 33.29, due at signing, 12K miles per year, zero security deposit. Number 870368, off MSRP on select new models. You must qualify, $13.89 per thousand finance. Bank buy-down rate from Grossinger, plus tax, title, license, and 169.27 dog fee. Expires 1-2-18.
Right now, your Hyundai dealers have the best deals of the season, but only if you make the nice list.
Is that a legal caveat? Because I'm pretty sure I made the naughty list.
Well, we on the nice list get nice things, like an available panoramic sunroof on the Tucson.
Seems to me that available turbocharged engine leads more toward naughty.
Well, having available Blue Lane connected car service on the new Sonata is super nice.
Sure, just like three available driving modes, including that mischievous sport mode on the Santa Fe Sport.
Okay.
Naughty or nice, there's a Hyundai for everyone. Get some of the best deals of the season on select models at the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, going on now. Hurry in and lease the 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyahyundai.com. Offers end 1-2-18. Call 877-248-1585 for more details.
Hey, this is Mark Grody, and you're listening to a special holiday replay of Cubs and Nationals, Game 5 of the 2017 NLDS on 670 The Score. You're home for Cubs baseball all season long. This is WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX in HD2 Chicago.
The Cubs are introducing game-changing new premier experiences at Wrigley Field with seats, with prime views, and access to exclusive clubs and first-class amenities. The new Premier Experience allows fans to enjoy Cubs baseball in America's most majestic park in a whole new way. Visit CubsPremier.com to join the Premier Client Priority List. Pat.
Mark, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cubs lead 9-7. Washington out hitting the Cubs 12-9. The Nationals have committed both of the errors in the game. And Daniel Murphy first up against Wade Davis. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Davis got the final out in the seventh inning. And now Murphy backs away on a high fastball. Zobrist, Martin, and Hayward in the outfield, left to right. The wind has died down. It was blowing out earlier. The wind is not really much of a factor now. There is ball two. Murphy with a homer and a double and a pair of RBIs. He's looking at a strike, and now it's 2-1. Murphy's double in the sixth inning almost tied the game. He short-hopped the left field fence with a double. Had it sailed over the wall, it would have been a tie game. Here comes the 2-1 from Wade Davis. Ball three. Very high. A lot of pitchers have had command issues in the game. And I have to believe, Ron, at least some of that would be the simple fact of nerves in a Game 5 winner-take-all.
Yeah, every pitch, the game kind of resting on each pitch.
Ball four, Murphy draws the leadoff.